listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and there's my mic, and I'm Monique Leray. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to The Startup. I am so excited. I am coming to you from another studio here in Windermere, Florida, traveling and visiting, but I have an amazing, talented MF. Lisa Griggs is in the building. Lisa, you talented MF. You know what we can first hear? Talented motherfucker, brand owner, creator, and goddess. Welcome to the channel.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. I remember when we met, such an energy, such a synergy. I want you to talk to people, if they don't know your brand, if they're not familiar with the talented motherfucker, who is the brand, who are you, and how did you start this brand?
Great question, Monique. So, yeah, we connected through Talented Motherfucker. You know, we got invited to Sundance, which was amazing. It was a great place to kind of test the brand and see how people would take to it. Yeah. It really started, you know, I basically saw a burnt out robe, if you can believe it, in my aunt's apartment in a trash bag. Wow. And I just saw the name and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. Like, I think I should give this to my son, you know, and just see how he takes to it. Yeah. And I gave it to my son and he just loved it. And I just thought, you know, this would be a great gift to give to others that are talented motherfuckers. And so I gave it to one of my friends. He's an investor and very successful guy, has done very, very well. And, you know, it's hard to buy gifts, Monique, for people that kind of have everything. And if they want anything, they just go out and buy it and purchase it themselves. And I always have a hard time finding gifts for people that seem to have it all and or can, you know, have access to it. So I had a robe made for him and I just had it embroidered and gave it to him. And he was just blown away. He was like, Lisa, you really need to go build this as a brand. And just didn't know just alignment of how the stars just aligned with everything. You really couldn't trademark profanity in the U.S. until last year.
Interestingly.
So, yeah. So it was just, I hit it just right. I trademarked Talented Motherfucker with the vowels, without the vowels, Talented Motherfucker Productions and TMF. And, you know, did that last year, and I just got the allowances like about 3 weeks ago. So I got
Let's pause right here. I wish we had confetti, Sam. Let's put some confetti up. Because you know what? I've been preaching this to brands and everyone, a lot of people know I'm at Pepperdine doing my MBA program, and a lot of people are launching. And I say, F the website, F anything else, get the trademark. And we had a conversation offline, and you actually probably had more conversations. I don't want to take the credit, but you're also smart. So I want to high five you and clap for you and confetti because you listened to that moment. Get the trademark first and you have control of the entity and you got it in right at the time. So that's what we really want to drive into startups and scaling businesses.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just Monique, I think for people that are out there too, just the trademarks are super important, and also the URLs, just all the social media handles. And then I think also too, it was, you know, a lot of people go out, it's more difficult, we'll say, in marketing now to go and find a good name. Mm-hmm. If you hire a marketing agency, it can cost you $250,000 easily to find a good name and buy all the URLs. And you know, it just, the timing of everything, the URLs. I mean, I was able to get the URLs for $1.99. I mean, I know people that have went into business and done startups that have paid $20,000 for URLs because people have already secured the names and the social media handles and different things like that. So mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, like it was the right timing. And then, of course, it takes time to flesh out really good ideas. You know, I didn't really know the direction of the brand until most recently came mm-hmm. up with like a brand promise. And that is to connect, talented motherfuckers from all over the world and just build this huge global community of love and light.
You're worldwide.
And then just coach people, really, you know, just we're starting a TMF university, and that's just to not only connect the people with other talented motherfuckers in their space. I mean, I believe that everybody is a talented motherfucker. Most just don't know it yet.
So, you know, can we pause there for a minute? Thank you so much for saying that out loud and not in your head. Because a lot of times we have these conversations in our heads, at least I do. I'm not on that many pills. But I have these conversations in my head as an entrepreneur. And thank you for saying that out loud. Because I think entrepreneurs need to hear that, feel that, believe that, and invest in that in themselves. We are talented, but we haven't, you're not activated yet, bitch. There you go. There's a t-shirt. You're not activated yet. And you're activating them in the university. You're opening the door and saying, there's room for you. I've used a curse word to allow you to come in, whomever you are. Enter. Let's go. And I want to add this. I think now that you're doing multi-streams in your brand, you're not only ahead of the curve. I can't wait to see you on the ticker on the stock exchange, because you're thinking multi-prong. You're thinking, how many legs can this thing go? And you're empowering people with a curse word. And a lot of people would say, and some, you know, some philosophers might say that when you use curse words, you're actually highly intelligent. How have you met the perhaps criticism with motherfucker?
Well, you know, I was a pastor's wife for 20 years.
We're speaking the team on the startup. We're starting a
ministry for 20 years. So, yeah, I used to be a little pulpit piggy. So
what is going on in life right now? What is happening?
So I think that it's met with some resistance in the Christian community, but it's also, you know, embraced by the Christian community. So think that it's a term of endearment. And I had a conversation with my mom about it. She goes, I just don't like that you're using, you know, profanity. And I said, well, I think it's kind of like this oxymoron. And if you look it up in Wikipedia, it's actually, it says it right there. He is one talented motherfucker. It's a true story.
What? I mean, okay, so like, and when you say that, and I don't want to cut you off, but you're going to go back, all roads lead to the same. We chatted offline. Lisa is a phenomenal human. And why I say that and why I know that is because I've been around her space, I breathed oxygen in her space, and we shared something that we do. We get the alignment thing with Abraham. We already knew it. Abraham just told us that we knew it, but we already knew it. We were already doing it. Anyway, I want you to share, if you don't mind, it's kind of coming off the cuff here. You said this was birthed out of the vortex.
100%.
You are not in the vortex. What's the vortex? And when you said, because you looked at the dictionary and it gave you the actual validation that we needed, you know, as brand owners.
100%. I believe that talented motherfucker was birthed out of the vortex because it's directly aligned with my purpose here on earth, my own calling here on earth. And through that, it was to elevate the mood on the planet. So when I say, hey, you're a talented motherfucker, people immediately, their mood is
elevated. It rises, right?
Right. Which we know is vibration. So we're all energy. We're all connected. No matter if you're a Christian, you're not, you're a Muslim, whatever you are, any religion, and it doesn't even matter. We're all one. We're all connected. There are universal laws that we cannot change. You know, the law of gravity, the law of reciprocity, which is sowing and reaping, basically. I mean, there's so many laws in place, the law of averages. You know, if you're in sales and you're listening to this, if you talk to enough people, eventually you are going to make a sale. It's the law of averages. It kicks in. So no matter what you're doing, if you date enough people.
Well, let's not. This is not a dating show, y'all. I do not have answers.
Eventually, you are going to. find the right one because it's long.
Free will is real. Free will is will.
That's right. So, all of that just automatically connects and it kicks in. And I think that as a community right now, I mean, we live in the 3D, but we actually can vibrate on the 5D. And, you know, I know this is kind of sounding esoteric, but honestly, I mean, we've already entered the new earth. If you're not caught up already by now, like, get to it.
Blaze it up, y'all. Blaze it up.
Get to it because, you know, I think even like what's going on, and I know this isn't like a political show, and Talented Motherfucker has, we are having a podcast too, and it's not a political show, but with everything going on right now in the world, I think that the majority of us on the planet, in fact, I can probably speak for all of us, want peace and harmony. We want love. We want unity. We all want to get along. And I think, you know, the powers to be is, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And so we are the ones that have to put ourselves out front of the change and out front of the curve, as you said, and out front of, I mean, we have to be the voice. And I think that that's why with Talented Motherfucker, it's like, hey, Talented Motherfucker, it just immediately, it elevates the mood of the person, which disarms their control dramas. And then, of course, it just raises your vibration naturally. And I have a lot of people, too, that they wouldn't normally think like Talented Motherfucker. They think like motherfucker is like a bad word. But actually, even back in the jazz days, I think early 30s, 40s, I'm pretty sure they were using it again.
What's
as a term of endearment.
What's up, motherfucker?
Yeah. Or like,
what's I think term of endearment?
Like a good motherfucker, like, I think that, and I'm not like, this is not to put down rap artists, but I think as the rap, you know, music came about, I think that the vibration of the word changed and it did take on somewhat of anger. And so obviously that will change the vibration of the word. But if you say talented motherfucker before it, then now we're taking back that word and we're saying, no, this is a word it's a term of endearment when you throw talented in front of it.
Well stated and understood. I hear you loud and clear. I think that you're right. I know that you're right. Energy behind meaning and words is how you land things. And we know that from a vibration point of view. And when I actually saw Lisa in person with the hat, and by the way, I had, we did Sundance last winter, Lisa aforementioned, and I had a Talented MF swag bag or whatever you gave me, my love. I had something on me, and people that probably wouldn't have said hello before, because why would we talk? We're just strangers walking in snow. It just created this moment of understanding of like, I see you, you see me, and here are the words that we needed. And you did that. And perhaps we might look back in a couple years and see that this is in the dictionary because you're doing something with it. You're understanding the energy and what people need right now. And you related to some political things. And we can all agree on LA Talk Radio. Sam, I know you're in the background, but I know Sam and I know his heart. I know that we all want peace and harmony. And that's why we pay our taxes, right? That's why we put our clothes on and we're civil to one another, hopefully, most of the time. And for you to uplift these people, I've seen it in action. This brand is going, my love. I love that you're doing so many prongs. What can we look forward to in 2024 from Talented Motherfucker?
I think the biggest thing is the TMF University. And I think it's also just building that ecosystem of community, because it's just like you said, you wear the merch, you wear something. I mean, this is like my basic uniform that I wear in public every day.
It's good.
It's a good look. So I think there's a point of connectivity and relatability and we've gotten away from that. So now I think it's bringing a kind of a bond back to people that we're bringing community together through TMF. So the university is part of like the coaching that we're going to be doing. And that's just to basically, I mean, we want to eliminate just any kind of imposter syndrome. You know, so many people are walking around and they're not being real. They're not being authentic to who they really are, who their true highest timeline. I'm talking about the highest timeline that they can shift on to, that they can vibrate at. And then, you know, through that, just elevating their own existence on this planet. Because if we don't get this together, if we do not get this together as a human race, we're going to lose it. We're going to end up blowing ourselves up. Mm. So, and I think that's why it's such a crucial time. Mm. You know, I've kind of always had like a big mouth in a sense. And I've always advocated, I always believe like in just causes and different things like that. But I've never put myself, this is the first time I've ever put myself behind a mic like this, or you know, a camera to this degree, where I've been interviewed to bring a movement, you know, a real movement that connects people that want to vibrate higher.
Mm. Well stated. I believe it is truly a call to action for the collective to be better and to go within. How would you like to be represented? How would you like to show up? How would you, what world do you want your children to live in? However that shows up in your mind, in your heart, and the reason why you get up, like I said, it reverts back to paying taxes and being civil and being kind and all those things that you told us you believed in for your children. Your brand is almost a summoning call. You're summoning people to get into it. I don't want to hear about what you told me before. Show me you're a talented motherfucker. Are you talented with your children? Are you talented with your business? Are you talented in your love life? Are you talented in your relationships? Whatever those look like. Are you a talented motherfucker? Stop talking about it. Deliver. It's a call to action for the collective.
100%. And the angle is AI. You know, we are the original creators. The human race is the original creators. So everything that AI is copying, they're copying the creators. They're copying all the creative artists. Mm-hmm. So anything AI, you know, you have to copy somebody that's already wrote the song. You have to copy somebody that's already wrote the script, that's already wrote the something inside of us has created and has had that inspired through us. So we're the original AI. We're the original creators. We're the original of every beautiful thing that's coming through us. And we don't need to lose sight of that. You know, you were asking about my kids and obviously, I mean, I've been on welfare. I've been a single mom on welfare. I've done well. I've squandered it all. I've had
help. You know what? Let's pause there if you don't mind. Thank you for being transparent. This is the startup. Let's talk about that if you don't mind, because I think people really need to see a face to a story, to an experience, and really feel like they're not alone. And you can show them how to get out, right? And you used your inner being to guide you here and you manifested this. But like, honestly, what was it like being a mom on welfare?
It was horrible. And it was horrible because you feel you know, like a failure, you to your kids, you feel frustrated. You never want to have days like those because, you know, you just feel like you let your kids down. You feel like you let yourself down. And, you know, we're all in this together. I mean, we've all been through stuff, you know, and I don't think we have to BS anybody anymore.
Amen.
What we haven't done. And I think that's what I love about TMFs is that they know, you know what? I'm not better than you. I'm not more important than you. I'm just real. And I'm just authentic with where I'm at. And that gives you a posture and it gives you a presence on how to operate in this world so that you can bring people in and you can say, hey, you know what? You're not alone. I think that like starting, you know, startups, I mean, obviously when I was on welfare, I still had an entrepreneurial kind of spirit because I had owned businesses in the past. And even though, you know, I'd worked for people and different things like that, well, that didn't last real long. I mean, I never had a problem in, you know, taking on other people's vision, because I believe if you can align yourself and take on somebody else's vision, then God, you know, spirit, whatever, angels, you know, will give you your own vision. But with regard to, you know, just my kids, I want them to do what makes them feel good. And with entrepreneurship, do what makes you feel good. You know, there's so many ways to start businesses for under $500. I mean, I did it through network marketing because I knew that I was taught by my mentor that there are four ways to make money. You can make money with your time. So you can trade your time for money. Mm-hmm. You can trade your talent for money. You can trade your money and make money off of your money, right?
Yes.
Or you can utilize your network and you can monetize through your network.
Yes.
I know 1,001 people that are so amazing. And I thought, gosh, if I could ever just bring together all the most amazing people that I know together and they could just know each other and they could just have conversations about life that just uplift and inspire and encourage, that, you know, you do belong and that you're not alone and that there is a tribe. There's a TMF tribe that you can belong to. So I don't know that it necessarily eliminates loneliness, but I think it would help you to embrace solitude. It would help you to embrace that it's okay to just, you know, be in flow at all times, but know that we're one collective at for sure. For sure we are. We are for sure, because there are times that I know I'm picking up on things and around me, and I'm seeing the energies of people around me. But I think we have to stop and we have to, you know, we have to look, we have to pay attention to that and not be in such a rush and not be so busy. Sometimes I go, gosh, do I have my head in the sand, you know, because I'm not aware of what's going on in the world today. But I think now it's just everywhere. I mean, we can't not know what is going on in our world right now, financially, with the wars, with, you know, crime, with just so much going on, just with the children, with our own kids in this country.
Yeah.
We can't not see what's going on and stand by and do nothing about bringing us together that have this vision and this common goal to just love. That's what it is. It's just to love. Love each other, accept each other, tolerate each other, and be real. Keep it real.
Well, well stated. And I love that you have used a curse word to disarm, as you said, and disrupt anyone's inner thoughts and just open them up to receiving your message. I think that that is genius. Also, isn't it interesting? We pay into a system and they name it welfare. We pay their salaries and they're shaming you for taking the things that our tax dollars pay for. And so I want to encourage moms that are on welfare. We're a collective already. We're collectively paying taxes for you. All right, so we're back.
And we're back.
Right when I was getting to the crucial point, but that's what we are. We're in tech age. We're in the tech age. Okay. But just interesting. Yeah, you are in the collective and you're raising the vibration, but we have to realize that who we're paying perhaps is mislabeling and not representing the true meaning of what they're supposed to do. We're paying them to represent us. And when you call it welfare instead of we're all in together and it's okay to get help. I believe in the saying, it's a hand up, not a handout. And so if we're all signing up to be civil and all signing up to be well, and we're paying into that system, that it shouldn't make you less than. Thank you for getting there with the welfare piece. Where can people find you? Where can people follow you? Talented Motherfucker, where can we go?
So talentedmotherfucker.com.
Very simple, people.
TalentedMotherfucker.com. TMF underscore LA. That's our official fan page, changing everything over now. Because, you know, this is put a big call on my life, too. Because obviously, if I'm going out and I'm championing this message of Talented Motherfucker, I have to step into my role as well. And, you know, obviously, you've had a lot more experience hosting shows and you're a producer and different things. You've been around this scene of the film industry and, you know, the entertainment industry, and I have not. So this is, you know, this, and I didn't go to school for that. So this is, you know, this is causing me to have to step in and really, you know, access bigger gifts in me that were dormant and that I just wasn't allowing myself to embrace. And so I'm really having to step in to this role and, you know, really cheerlead people that are talented motherfuckers. Because there's so many amazing people out there, Monique, with just such great hearts and that just have so many beautiful things to share. And I want to be able to help people be vulnerable, be transparent, have those creative conversations so that they can be heard and they can be seen. Because we probably have not even heard from people that really have a great message for humanity right now.
Well stated again, as I said before, Lisa, I think you are not only, you're really stepping into your power, my dear. You're really calling yourself in and calling others in. And what's smart about your approach, I don't know if you realize it, you're holding yourself accountable, but the community will hold themselves accountable to you in essence of what you're doing with Talented Motherfuckers. So don't judge a book by its cover, everybody.
That's right.
Sometimes curse words are good for your health. And That's here right. we have Lisa Griggs, Talented Motherfucker. She's coming back. I got goosebumps. I can't wait to see what you do with this brand. I already know you're going to blow it the fuck up. This time next year, please come back. Come back before. Where can people see you? Get the merch. TalentedMotherfucker.com.
TalentedMotherfucker.com. Everything's going to be on the website. We're working so diligently on it right now. We've got great merch. We have hats. We're going to have hoodies, sweatpants, just a lot of streetwear, beanies, t-shirts, you know, very simple, very simply stated. Ooh. So very classic line, you know, this is the launch font, and we'll have different fonts, you know, as the time goes on, but just excited to get people to represent and represent their tribe. I mean, this is their brand. You know, this is not my brand. I don't even say I say we, because it just comes naturally to me that it's the people that are making up this brand. It's like you said, it's the collective. It's this specialized part of humanity that says, hey, you're a TMF. I'm a TMF too, you know, and knows that that weight of that word takes on a certain vibration. It takes on a certain ethos. And that is that it's people that want to elevate their existence here on earth. You know, they not only believe in themselves, it's not really about them. It's about service unto others. It's about service unto humanity. It's about service unto, you know, mankind. And so I think sometimes people would see like, oh, maybe it sounds a little narcissistic to say Talented Motherfucker, then they don't understand the brand.
That's right. That's right. And so it is an entry point for a conversation that goes above and beyond the lyrics, the words, the misunderstanding about curse words. And honestly, great philosophers and authors and professors around the world would say a lot of times, people with high IQ curse. So let's revisit this word and don't miss the message with the word, guys, because this woman is very talented. In fact, she's a talented motherfucker. And I can't wait to see everybody join you. And you're going to do this. I mean, this is moving. Guys, get into it. Be that talented motherfucker. It's a call to action and inspire those around you. Thank you for being here, Lisa. I can't wait to see you soon. Happy holidays. Thank you for
being here. Thank you so much. I'm thankful for you, Monique. Thank you so much for having me on today. It was such a blessing to meet you, and we are scrambling to get to Sundance. We had 4 days to put merch together.
Girl, your team did it, honey.
I remember going there to Sundance last year and just being like, oh my gosh, people were chasing us down for merchandise.
It's true.
And I remember like coming back and just going, oh my gosh, we didn't even have a website. We didn't have an Instagram.
I think you barely launched the Instagram the day before or so. But you guys, this is a true testament about let the vision pull you forward. You don't need a lot of money to finesse the energy that you're feeling influenced by. And Lisa did that in real time. We have emails to prove it. We will never share, but that, that was the truth of the matter, ma'am.
They say you don't love somebody until you eat a pound of salt with them. That's the truth. So, but I want to, you know, Monique, if we have a minute, just, I don't know how much longer we have, but I want to get up on that for a second. Cause you know, through the time, like this last year of just, you know, fleshing out the idea of the brand and what it's going to be and this, that, and the other, and I had to grow a lot through that. I think that, you know, I've just continued to bootstrap this whole thing myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's beautiful that you said that, you know, let the vision carry you, let it pull you, let it be the driving hook in you to go forward. Mm-hmm. Because, when people come in and they want to bring their ideas and their personalities and different things, you know, it's good.
We froze, guys.
Yeah, it's good to lean in. Oh, did we freeze?
We rely on machines. I'm back. We rely on machines, everybody.
You're good.
Lisa Griggs is still here. Let's
You're good.
Love listen, that girl. We try and edit that real good. Good.
We have that vision. Let's
yes, we have good machines.
That's it. Let that vision pull you. That's what
Lisa,
I was wanting
come
to
back. Let the vision pull you forward. Amen. Lisa Griggs, talented motherfucker. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And you're coming back soon. I don't know what the Wi-Fi is doing. Love you.
Love you too, Monique. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Let's start up with Monique. All right, beautiful. Lisa Griggs from Talented Motherfucker. Next, we have Rachel. Rachel Kellogg, how's it going, beautiful?
Good, good. How are you?
Well, we're dealing with, mechanics here, but thank you for being on the startup. You look amazing. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell people who you are and what your brand is.
Awesome. Well, my name is Rachel Kellogg. I'm the vice president of sales for a startup company called Beyond Slim, where we really marry the idea of full circle wellness with optimal health and weight loss to kind of bring people into that wellness paradigm and creating a movement of body positivity through nourishing your body and movement. And we are a company that's just a couple years old, but right now we're in that like trajectory stage.
I love that. By the way, you're very well lit. I apologize. I'm on the road today and I'm loving that you look beyond slim.
Thank you.
She looks gorgeous. Yes. So wonderful. Let's get into it. How did you come up with this? Where did the concept come from? And what feeds your ambition to carry it forward?
It's a great question. So where this company came from was a company born from a product, not the idea of a company and then let's create a product. And I think that's really important to understand because everybody, there's so many people out there that want to start businesses and it's like, okay, what are we going to do? And this was kind of backwards. It was, oh my gosh, we have to get this message out there. Let's go. And so this product was created actually by a very well-known doctor, Mark Drucker, Natural Institute of Medicine in San Diego. And he's very passionate about getting people to their optimal weight because what he had found over his many, many year career is all of these things that people go to the doctor for and get surgeries for and get medicated for stemmed from being overweight. And if we could bring that into focus rather than band-aiding all of these other things, we're going to be able to have health on a new level. And so he's very naturopathic, you know, in my mind, and I'm sure Monique, you've experienced this too. Like when we were growing up, I thought weight loss was like a bad thing. Like weight loss wasn't healthy. It was, you know, like chew up your food and spit it out or like take those pills that mean you like run around and like get all crazy and try to drop a few pounds.
Yeah.
And so the idea of saying, okay, it doesn't have to be taboo. It doesn't have to be bad for you. We can take these insanely amazing natural ingredients that's actually going to help your body absorb nutrients, burn fat, fuel energy, and all of a sudden you become your right size. And that's why we're called Beyond Slim is because it's not just about being skinny. It's not just about, you know, how you look. It's about how you feel. Everybody's body is different. So with the creation of our signature product, Zip Slim, which is a delicious beverage that you drink twice a day, he was having people in his clinic take 40 pills a day, and they were natural pills, things like ashwagandha and rhodiola. But we found the world does not like taking that many supplements and pills, so we put it into the drink.
Life gets busy.
Yeah. And so the passion behind this really comes from, in my mind, and why I'm here is what I'm calling the wellness paradigm. You know, COVID changed so many things. And one of the things that I think it really changed for the better is people are being more health conscious. You know, nobody on a mass scale used to really dissect ingredients. And so now we're having the average person, the average mom go, wait a minute, what's in this food? What am I putting in my body? How is this helping me or serving me? And with this awakening paradigm comes an amazing time to normalize natural medicine.
Well stated, Rachel. I believe in that as well. The great global pause has forced us to look at our lives. What are we doing? What are we doing next? What are we not doing? What do I want to do? And so we've reentered in so many ways. I've done a couple documentaries on the pandemic from the global lens and not political lens. I was able to travel around the world during the pandemic and America and talk to real people just about like a time capsule. So what you're saying really resonates with me. And in the telehealth space, oftentimes I'm seeing a conversation about, hey, you see the doctor once a year, you get your yearly thing. Mm-hmm. What's in the middle between something's wrong and my yearly space?
Yeah.
And so I love that you're entering in there. And I just, until now, quite frankly, you just gave me, I guess Oprah calls it an aha moment. I just fucking had an aha moment, you guys, with Rachel from Beyond Slim. When you were speaking, I just realized for the first time, and I've been on the planet for 45 and a half years, Hollywood has more of an influence than we think, in a way that isn't necessarily, and I'm from LA, I was born on Sunset. I'm going to get to your point. Just now, I realized slim, skinny, lean, all these things come from somewhere. These ideals come from somewhere. Where do you feel like they came from? Because I just had an aha moment about why we care about this.
Well, of course, they came from Hollywood. They came from the unrealistic body expectation. They came from being on the cover of magazines. You know, beauty all of a sudden, you know, I love thinking about Marilyn Monroe, right? Marilyn Monroe, I think, was a size 10. She was gorgeous. She was curvy. And then all of a sudden, this unrealistic expectation was created where you had to be this stick thin and the skinny model. And that did stem from Hollywood. And now we're kind of shifting back in that other direction to the body positivity movement, which the truth is, in my mind, is it needs to be about you, not about any expectation. Some people in their optimal health are curvier. Some are naturally thinner. It really shouldn't be this idea of what you're trying to look like. It should be getting your body where it's supposed to be.
Sophie, where can people, Rachel. Sophie's next. Rachel's here with Beyond Slim. Where can we find you? Where can we follow you? Where can we support and get into Beyond Slim?
Absolutely. Well, beyondslim.com, of course. And then Go Beyond Slim on Instagram and Beyond Slim on our Facebook page as well. So
Rachel, come
go
on
Beyond
back.
Slim and beyondslim.com.
Come on back, bring that energy. And I would love to have you in LA for the Emmys week. You're beautiful inside and out. Thank you for being here and making time on a Sunday. All right, you guys, I have Rachel Rue. Rachel Rue, what's going on, beautiful? How are you?
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm so glad to meet you.
Welcome to LA Talk Radio, the startup. What is your brand and where are you from? What's going on with you?
Absolutely. I am the CEO and founder of Bloombox Design Labs. I'm from Vancouver, Canada, and I'm really excited to talk about my work with that so far.
Wonderful. Yes. Well, welcome here, and thank you so much for being here. We had a little technical issue earlier. We're going to invite you back so we can give you a full half an hour on the show. Real quick, go ahead and tell people where they can follow Bloombox Design Labs and how we can learn more about you.
Absolutely. Thank you. You can check out bloomboxdesignlabs.com and also follow the Sparkly and Smart Instagram, which is our social enterprise's handle to learn more about the work in sustainable global development with a focus on girls' education we are working towards.
I love this. Where did this come from in 30 seconds? I know that's demanding. Where did this idea come from in your brain? Were you in the shower? Were you in the forest? Were you skiing? How did you get this idea?
I've always cared about girls' education. I love school more than anything else. I want to be an architect one day, and I wanted to bring an architectural solution to a school in Malawi with no electricity that I could build at home, ship across the world to them, and get going. So decided to build a lab out of a shipping container, and it's kind of taken off from there.
So proud of you. You're coming back. I'm going to give you a full half an hour. We're going to talk about Malawi. We're going to talk about you. That's your elevator pitch, everybody. Sophie Rue, CEO of Bloombox Design Labs. Startup with Monique Leray. What will you start up today? We'll see you soon.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.